you at either shop and taking care of the family. And as always, live sharp.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Interesting thoughts today, I hope. With what is going on in Ukraine, I have to discuss this briefly. And the reason is because the American press is not really presenting what is happening in Ukraine and the destruction of that nation. There was a retired defense general, one of the military generals, that said that Ukraine, before this is over, is going to be completely destroyed if it doesn't end. And already, it appears as if the big corporations are already making plans to rebuild Ukraine. After World War II, corporations in this country rebuilt Europe. And looking out maybe 5-10 years, they think they're going to go back in and rebuild Ukraine. Well, I don't think many of these corporations are going to realize or be part of what is going to happen in the future, because I have a feeling that they're not going to exist, some of them. Also, with what is happening in that region, it's taking the focus of other very important things that are being that are in the news. It's so difficult to analyze everything that is happening. There are too many things trying to analyze. I have a friend that went to work for Lee Iacocca. He was going to school at Purdue, and he went to work for Lee Iacocca at Chrysler, and in his third year, he had to, I think it was Purdue or Princeton, I don't remember, right there in the Detroit area. But what he did was, when he went in, he had to learn all of the different systems in a vehicle, the electrical system, the power plant, motor, cooling, the suspension, transmission, the drivetrain, every system. It took a long time. You couldn't just look at a vehicle, look at what is there. You had to break it apart into pieces because it was so complicated. That didn't include, you know, your heater, your air conditioning. Each system is separate. Well, this is kind of, you cannot comprehend it by just looking at it. You have to get into each system to see what is really happening. And it's the same with, we have China and Taiwan, China, the Asian sisters, preparing for a coming war. You have Russia, Russia coming from basically almost a third world nation, not quite, to a power, to one of the most powerful nations in many ways right now, presently. You have the United States, the policies, foreign policies of the United States, what we are doing, not just in Ukraine, but what our intentions are in Saudi Arabia or in the Middle East with Israel. Then you have the political side of it with the, more of the economic side with the digital reset, the global New World Order, which is a complex, again, system of many different parts to bring about a new world order. You have the occult side. Then just with the bioweapons, vaccines, viruses, not just a virus, you have Ebola, you have all the other, the whole group. Everything is complex. Well, then you have a first, second, third, fourth, and fifth estate. You know, you hear of the First Reich, Second Reich, Third Reich, Fourth Reich. Well, you also have these estates. The first estate would have been, best example, is the Parliament in England. There was all of these different parts to that estate, to what happened in Europe. And we're going to talk about that in just a second. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, Telephone Technology Specialist, here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Never love.
Okay, with these estates that I'm presenting to you, the first estate would be the concept of what would happen in Parliament, and it would be the actually would be the in the Parliament it was the I have to go along with this. Well, anyhow, the fourth estate, we'll jump to that real quick. Okay, I remember. In the third estate, there were the three estates in the realm in England. The clergy, the nobility, and the commoners. Very simple. Clergy, the religious, the nobility, the rulers, and the commoners. Very simple. Well, then later we would go into what, as time, you know, as we become, the industrial age began, things began to become a little more complicated. Then you had what is termed the fourth estate. And the fourth estate was the press. Now we get into media. The press, the editors. Later on, you would have, starting in like 1909, there was a hijacking of everything that pertained to news, whether it be printed, whether it be radio, any transmissions of any kind. Later on, more sophisticated television. Then here, presently, in the last 20 years, something even more powerful than just television, radio, print, and the news channels, you would have social media. Social media took the world into a whole different realm, because now social media could be used by governments. The governments already used the press, radio, they used it as propaganda already. But now with social media, you have Twitter, you have Facebook, etc. It becomes something that is unmanageable, uncontrollable. Laws can't control it. Whoever basically owns it is who's going to rule, or whoever can tame it in a sense and direct it and manage it, that is power. And this is what this administration and the other administrations, the World Economic Forum, Soros, all these individuals have tried to own and control solely this type of medium. They've done a pretty good job of it. But then there's a fifth estate. A fifth estate is more complicated and more powerful than the fourth estate, which is more powerful than the previous three estates. When new knowledge comes into the world, it takes mankind a while to understand what has just happened. It would be like somebody that didn't know what a vehicle was, Henry Ford, when he began to mass produce the Model T. Many people that lived in the country that had never seen, other than in a photo, the page or the paper, they couldn't comprehend having something that didn't need horses to empower it, to direct it, to draw it. It takes a while for people to grasp and understand change, knowledge, as knowledge comes into the world. It took a while when they understood that uranium had something, an ability to create something they were unsure of, nuclear fusion, fission. It took a while to, and many people died as they tried to understand what this new, these molecules, what they do. Well, then you have the fifth estate. And the fifth estate, this is where the world now begins to either implode, explode, to destroy, because the fifth estate is something that really you cannot control. It will do what it does on its own. You can try to manage it, but the thing is, it's just unmanageable, uncontrollable. And what the fifth estate is technology. It is more powerful than those that control the media. And another thing, too, with the fourth estate, because of the control of media or print or the press, you have something that develops with every government, because governments, this is what they do. They take whatever is developed, whatever is created, whatever is patented, and they use it for control of the society, the individuals. They use it for control via wars. So the fifth estate is technology. Now, there's an article I'm going to read from, and I can't read the whole thing. This is out of Zero Hedge. The Dark Alliance, a Dark Alliance. Musk's Twitter files exposed the fifth estate. Now, I've been looking at Elon Musk. Everybody has an opinion on Elon Musk. Is he really a good? Is he something that's going to be positive, something that's going to help society, or is he going to be something negative? Well, I've told this audience years ago about John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy, his father, ends up in the occult, Pilgrim Society. He's a Pilgrim Society member. He's sworn allegiance to that secret society in London and in New York. Well, John Kennedy and his brothers, the father at dinner would school them. He had an objective. He wanted his oldest son, who died in the war, to become president. Joe Kennedy wanted to be president, but they found out he was anti-Semitic. That ruined his chances to become president. He wanted his oldest son to become president. He dies in war. He's in a plane and he's shot down. Then you have John F. Kennedy. John becomes president, and Robert. And Edward is just a little boy. But still, Dad had every night at dinner, Dad would present to these boys his philosophy, his plan for this lineage through the future. Each one of these boys, if fate had not intervened, they would have become president. And then even a half-brother, Jimmy Carter, does become president. And it was because Joe Kennedy made sure he kept an eye on little Jimmy, he worked it out where Jimmy would become president before he had a stroke and was incapacitated in the early 60s. Now, I hope I don't lose my train of thought, which I'm not going to. It's impossible for me to lose my train of thought. So anyhow, with the Kennedys, there was a plan, and Joe Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, when he became president, he knew his father's philosophy, plans, and the direction. But something happened, I believe, with John Kennedy. I believe he had a shift in his conscience and began to realize the great evil that he as president could do. And he made a decision not to take the road of evil, but to actually take a road that will keep American, young American boys out of Vietnam, and just other policies that he had. That cost him his life. Now, Elon Musk, I've been looking at this guy. Now, he has his foot, one foot in Pilgrims, one foot in that world. I think even one foot maybe in the occult. And another foot in maybe into a conscience. he has something there that is kind of mysterious to me. It's a spiritual, something spiritual behind the scenes. Now, is it the Holy Spirit directing him? And maybe the kingdom, the Lucifer trying to direct him? So which I think, I don't know. But here, he is really causing some conflict on the conservative side. People don't trust him. On the hard left, the push for a hard left world future, a future world system, communism, fascism, socialism, all the isms. And here's Elon. He takes control of the most powerful form of media, in a sense, Twitter. And he now has reestablished some of the accounts that were at some time blocked. This is causing a real confusion in that world. So, with this fifth estate, the fifth estate, and Elon Musk is using this creature, this new creature that is more powerful than just media itself and even government, Twitter, technology, he's using it because it is, according to this article, again, this is out of Zero Hedge, the fifth estate is a fundamentally different kind of power. We've got to talk about this animal, about this creature, because it's in the Bible. Technology with everything. It can be used for evil. It can be used for good. It can be neutral, depending on, you know, who controls it. You have upright people, righteous people that control it. It will be used for good. If you have the wicked, the children of the devil use it and control it, it will be used for evil. It's just the way nature, mankind is. Human nature is just that way. So he says here, the fifth estate is fundamentally a different kind of power. It's more difficult to consolidate than the media, and more difficult to control than even our government divided by design. Its impact is also far more difficult to predict. This is exactly true. We cannot predict what this new digital world is going to be like. We can't predict it. The only way we can predict it and look into the future and see what is going to come about it is it can be used to control anybody, everybody that's in that sphere of its power. The whole world won't be in the sphere of this Western world control system. The other nations, the multipolar world nations, this unipolar world network system is going to try to control through the digital currency that's coming. He goes on, this is because technology is above all things. It's defined in terms of newness, which not only makes it disruptive of pre-existing power, but destructive of itself, a sort of anti-power that only guarantees change. And this is true. The only change is coming. We cannot stop it. The scientific dictatorship. Technocracy. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be back.
Nil desperandum, never despair, that is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com.
Thank you.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go. Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group, so I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehebo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of off-the-chart fertilizer shortages. That means you need to stockpile emergency food by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button. They also have Alexapure gravity-fed water filters, emergency solar power banks, and countless other survival products. So stock up now through 1360khnc.com.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Okay, we'll continue. So you have these estates. The fourth estate is media. Powerful. You have to admit that whoever has the power of the media, whoever controls it, really has the advantage. But then you have social media. Social media is a new type of technology which is much harder to, it's like feral cats. You can't corral it. It's too elusive. And then bring in the term technology, then you have a whole system that we're still trying to understand this modern technology. We're still, these young people that go when they are in college, when they begin university, they're going into the, computer engineering. And by the time they graduate, they go in, and for a year, 2 years, they're involved. But by the time they graduate, it has already changed. And it is extremely difficult to stay on top of, because not only what you might be interested in is changing, but everything to the right, to the horizon, to the left, to the horizon that you're not even aware of is changing. That's the way technology is. That's the way that knowledge is. You can't stop it. And with this fifth estate, to that, to me, this matter of the, I like that term, scientific dictatorship, technocracy, it is something that you cannot see and understand everything that these computers do. And should that whole system implode, the world basically will return to the Dark Ages. Is that going to happen? No, I don't believe so. In a funny way, God will do what is needed to protect the technology for the period of time after Armageddon is over. Much of the evil of the technology is going to be done away with. But still, will there be computers in the time to come in the millennial kingdom? I suspect there will be. If you wipe out this whole system that we have presently to communicate, we will literally go back to having to send mail if you can even get a plane off the ground. Now, going back to this article, while many tech giants have gone the way of media in consolidating power, centralizing and aligning with the state, the future of technology is always change, from encrypted chats and blockchain to artificially intelligent search. Every tech giant that amassed power over the last two decades will be facing existential threats. Existential threats in the years to come. Not only from the government, but from the industry. In terms of Twitter, Elon is already leveraging Fifth Estate properties, and not by employing current tools to amplify his own opinions, which is an emerging conspiracy. He is iterating product more rapidly than we've seen from any major consumer-facing tech company in years. The trial and error here has largely been ridiculed by people who have never built a technology company. So, going back to Elon Musk, how is he being used? Is he having, and or maybe being used, like John F. Kennedy was used when he became president? Did Kennedy realize the ability that he had as president? And he realized that the decisions he made were either going to make America, protect the people of America, protect the nations of the world, or else going to bring in his father's philosophy of control and madness. There had to be some madness with Joe Kennedy, and because of the people that he had sworn allegiance to, those in Pilgrim Society in New York. Yeah, he did have visits with those in England, but mainly New York. Joe Kennedy was part of the Dukes and this type of aristocratic system in Europe, because his daughter married a duke. And so that gave him an in to very powerful people in Europe. Now, Elon, is he maybe in a quiet, interesting, hidden way being used by God to, I would say, bring great distress to the rulers of the world, to the wealthy, rich people of the world, to the captains of the world that rule the armies. And I haven't made an opinion because I'm looking at something that I feel is kind of neutral with him. He can be used in both ways, but the way in which he's using this technology, now that's what's interesting. How is it that this man knows what he knows? How is he gifted that way? People, the government, Barack Obama, helped set him up. But in the meantime, it appears as if he is to a great degree still using free will, and he's bringing a little bit of concern to that Antichrist world. So that's why I say I've been, for this whole, maybe 2 weeks, I've been trying to say, Lord, what is this matter with Elon Musk? Where does he sit? I see that I know he has ties into the occult world. There are some things that I see in his life that are definitely in that other side. But then on the other hand, I see some fruit that might indicate that he might be in his mind shifting. I think he's sitting right on the fulcrum right now, but which way? Or is he going to shift, or is he going to continue to make it difficult and cause the hard left to worry? We'll be back in a second. Rick Rodriguez.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Do you need to get over the hills and through the woods to grandmother's house this holiday season? If so, call Mile High Cruise Planners at 970-578-9779, and their professional travel team will get you to your holiday destination. For your last-minute holiday travel plans, call 970-578-9779 or contact them online at milehighcruiseplanners.com.
As the economy tightens, retailers are getting their products in front of thousands of new customers every month. The P.E. Gun Show is a whole family event featuring toys, craft items, food, survival and hunting accessories. Every show is loaded with potential buyers looking for your products. For table rental information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. The new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at the Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is the perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's peshows.com, 970-663-9101. Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now MyKind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries MyKind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC-free. MyKind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
Hey guys, Tommy with Revo Knives. Wanted to let you know that we're bringing our knives laser engraved here for 1360 KHNC. You can pick them up at 2 South Parish Avenue here in Johnstown at their radio station. They're laser engraved with their logo. We're really proud to partner with them and have our Revo knives on display, all for you guys to carry with your EDC rotation. Certainly can't underestimate the quality or the value you get for the money. Stop by and see them today or pick one up at RevoKnives.com.
Now, the hard left, so far left that it's almost gone beyond communism. And the only ism that will become, that is coming, that will be more destructive than communism, socialism, fascism, is the new technocracy-ism, I'll make up a new one, that will be directed by Antichrist. Technocracy-ism. That will be the final ism and the final evil in mankind's history. Now, going on with the article. As the former lords of Twitter descended into hysteria, because many of them got fired, with outlandish comments declaring Elon a Nazi or a proponent of the QAnon conspiracy or whatever other bit of unhinged loser bull crap, he faces two significant threats. That word came up on me kind of quickly. Sorry about that. First, he's clearly made an enemy of every other major font of power, including, in particular, the Fourth Estate. Now, maybe you haven't heard that he went on to Fox, I think, was it Tucker Carlson, and stated that there were some of the media heads that actually put out his location where he was located. I don't know if it's just his home or wherever he resides, wherever he stays, wherever he goes. And this was basically letting that other world know where he is. If they decide they want to do him some harm and ill, they know where he is. So what he did is he suspended their Twitter accounts. Oops, it hurts when the shoe is on the other foot. It hurts when now they're the recipient of their evil. When they're getting, you know, what goes around comes around, you know, they don't like it. It really hurts. But the thing is this, he put on the tweet, on the comments, should we kick him out of Twitter for 1 day or 7 days? The only problem was he didn't have a little another box that you could X, put your check mark on, which let's kick them out of Twitter forever. They should have, he should have had a box for that, forever. They tried to kick Twitter, before he bought Twitter, they tried to kick so many people out of Twitter forever. Well, now, so he's made an enemy of these individuals. This will impact all of Elon's companies, as they all require support from the government and the public. And the opinions of our government and public are still shaped to a large extent by the media. That's the power of the media. It's no coincidence that the most powerful tech executives from Zuckerberg to Bezos to Dorsey, they share a carefully crafted language of neutrality. This air of neutrality is how a king behaves, because the air of neutrality is how a king survives. So Zuckerberg, Bezos, and Dorsey have basically kept their mouths shut. That's how they're going to survive. In flaunting his power rather than obscuring it, Elon is asking to be attacked, and his enemies are happy to oblige, oblige, even while more dominant platforms go unbothered. I have a sense that that for some reason, what Christ said in the Gospels, that everything that is done in secret is going to be brought out into the light, is maybe this invisible God using this man to bring things that have been hidden into the light. And in the meantime, while he's doing it, I do believe there will be protection for him. Something like 80 million Americans are using TikTok, a company hopelessly compromised by the Chinese Communist Party. Do you know the name of that CEO? And Elon's second danger is the far more formidable danger of himself. What the Twitter files prove beyond doubt is censorship in the age of social media is power, a real and dangerous power that corrupts. Last year, Dorsey, he appeared before Congress and declared that neither he nor anyone else, and certainly not anyone in government, should be allowed to set the bounds of acceptable speech for the entire country. But with no viable alternative, someone does need to bear the ring. In leaked texts from the recent Twitter legal saga, it's clear Jack believed Elon a worthy steward of this tremendous power. And, for what it's worth, I agree. So, but provided the nation remains free, the rules of the Fifth Estate are immutable. Power comes in dramatic upward swings and resets the status quo. It will not, it cannot last forever. So change the world, but be mindful of temptation. Make good use of your God mode powers while you still have them, because they never last forever. Well, hopefully, just like with John Kennedy, Musk is in a position where I think that he is using what he has in his hand, regardless of what others think, he's using it to expose what has been hidden in the dark. We'll see how much further he can go. We'll be back in a few minutes to finish the show.
Hi, this is Bob Cameron with Waterworks. Call or text 303-888-8891. It may not be obvious, but all water has impurities. Yes, your water has impurities. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today to schedule your free water analysis. 303-888-8891.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. That's 800-989-0233.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
To finish out, I'm just thinking that with Musk, I wonder if it's kind of the kind of a situation where, with Kennedy, there was a pretty heavy price that Kennedy had to pay. I hope that's not the case with Musk, but for right now, I think he's going to be just fine. because what nobody else can do is interesting how he is helped by the Obama administration, government help, and you have the, he has this new plant where he's building these batteries in Nevada. Then he has the Tesla. He has great wealth. And now he owns Twitter. And I'm just trying to figure out from a spiritual sense, we see things happening naturally that sometimes we just don't understand. And then later on we realize, well, it could be the hand of God. It could be the hand of man. And we just don't know. It takes time to see the whole, see everything, get the right perspective. And that's what I've been trying to do for the last 2 weeks, thinking, well, is this guy going to the dark side? Is he in the dark side coming into the light? Or is he in the light going to the dark side? Or is he going to stay right in between on this fulcrum and continue to cause worry, angst, fear, sleepless nights for the hard left? And now he takes some of these guys that they decide to put his personal information where he lives. This is a strategy of the devil, the strategy of this power structure in this country, to give those that may want to, kill the man and his family, cause them harm, their address. Well, Musk, like I said, he bans them from Twitter. He shuts their accounts down. I hope there's more of that coming, and there very well may well be more Twitter accounts being shut off. And, we're going to see. But anyhow, the first, second, third, fourth, fifth estate, technology being the fifth, the most powerful. What comes after the fifth estate? Then you have the final estate, number six, the Antichrist control whore destructive system that will come to the world. In the book of Revelation and throughout the Old Testament, some of the New Testament verses allude to it. And we can't stop it. The technology now is perfect. Everything is set for this kind of evil to take place. And we're at the end, I think. So for today, that's it. Have a good weekend. Join me on Sunday from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. We'll be right back.
We're done for the Reserve week. Is Bye. In control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
The Center for Medicare and Medicaid is cracking down on call centers due to a 150% increase in complaints they had last year due to pitchmen like Joe Namath, Captain Kirk, and Jimmy J.J. Walker. These guys will not be your advocates if you change your plan with them. Please call me first, 970-515-6882. I do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information I provide is limited to those plans I do offer. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.